Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today we are bringing you a newbie lesson for all of you who haven't really started out with Spanish yet. This is the level for you. And on this occasion, we are learning how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that sounds complicated to learn in Spanish, but we make it easy for you, right?
Okay. So we have a keyword for today.
Which is?
Acelerar.
Acelerar. And that means to?
Speed up.
To speed up or accelerate.
Yes.
All right. So keep a lookout for the keyword as we listen to our dialogue.
Dialogue. First time.
Gire a la derecha.
¿Con la roja?
Está permitido.
Bien. ¿Puedo acelerar?
No. Es zona de escuela.
Ah, verdad.
Second time.
Gire a la derecha.
¿Con la roja?
Está permitido.
Bien. ¿Puedo acelerar?
No, es zona de escuela.
Ah, verdad.
Third time.
Gire a la derecha.
¿Con la roja?
Está permitido.
Bien. ¿Puedo acelerar?
No, es zona de escuela.
Ah, verdad.
All right, we're back. So now Liliana is going to take us with a line-by-line translation.
Gire a la derecha.
Turn right.
Gire a la derecha.
Turn right.
Gire a la derecha. Con la roja.
With the red.
Con la roja.
So this is on a red light.
Con la roja. Está permitido.
It's allowed.
Está permitido.
It's permitted.
Está permitido. Bien, ¿puedo acelerar?
Good. Can I accelerate?
Bien. ¿Puedo acelerar?
Good. Can I speed up?
Bien. ¿Puedo acelerar? No. Es zona de escuela.
No. It's a school zone.
No. Es zona de escuela.
No. It's a school zone.
No. Es zona de escuela. Ah, verdad.
Oh, that's right.
Ah, verdad.
That's right.
Ah, verdad.
So I think the second line may be a little bit confusing, but before we go to that one, let's take a look at the first line. Gire a la derecha. Gire.
Yeah, that's the verb girar, which means to turn. And it's in the imperative form. And it's also in the formal form. It's saying like, usted gire.
Okay, so it's in the formal form because you're saying gire. You're treating the person for usted. Now, if it's an imperative and informal, you would say
gira.
Gira, which is more a little bit more rough.
Yeah, colloquial.
It's a command. Now, why do we have a la derecha? Because derecha is?
To the right.
To the right. Okay, so we have turn to the right.
That's right.
Okay, how would it be turn to the left?
A la izquierda.
Okay, gire a la izquierda. Gire a la derecha. And then the person asks a very strange question. Con la roja.
Yeah, con la roja.
What is that with the red?
Con la roja, basically what it's doing is cutting the word luz or light with the red light. So you can just say con la roja, meaning with the red light. Mm-hmm. So you can just like chop that luz out.
So you can chop it out or you can say con la luz roja.
Mm-hmm. You can also say that.
So he's asking if he should make a right turn on with a red. And the person says...
Está permitido.
Está permitido. Okay, so we have the verb ser o estar here, right?
Sí.
Está. And then the second word, permitido. And this comes from permitir, all right? Which is to allow or to permit. And in this case, you can see that it's in the past participle, right? So the verb is permitir. Here is permitido. And then what does the person say?
Bien, ¿puedo acelerar?
All right, so there's a question here. ¿Puedo acelerar? What is puedo?
Puedo is a verb poder,
mm-hmm.
to be able to... Basically, he's asking for permission. So, can I speed up?
Can I speed up? ¿Puedo acelerar? So, acelerar is...
Speed.
Speed up or speed up. To accelerate. All right, and the person says no. Then we have the verb estar again. Es.
It is.
It is a school zone.
Zona de escuela.
Okay, so zone is?
Zona.
And school?
Escuela.
All right, so it's a school zone. Now, what about this last phrase? Ah, verdad.
Ah, verdad is like, oh, really? Oh, yes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, so verdad. Verdad means true, right? But you just take it as a phrase and you can say, ah, right, yes, true. That's right. I forgot. All right, let's listen to this dialogue again, and we'll be back to give you a couple more examples.
Dialogue, first time.
Gire a la derecha.
¿Con la roja?
Está permitido.
Bien, ¿puedo acelerar?
No, es zona de escuela.
Ah, verdad.
Second time.
Gire a la derecha.
¿Con la roja?
Está permitido.
Bien, ¿puedo acelerar?
No, es zona de escuela.
Ah, verdad.
Third time.
Gire a la derecha.
¿Con la roja?
Está permitido.
Bien, ¿puedo acelerar?
No, es zona de escuela.
Ah, verdad.
All right, we're back. So now why don't we give a couple of examples using the permission word puedo, which comes from poder.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
¿Puedo hablar?
Can I talk? Can I speak?
¿Puedo llamarte?
Can I call you?
¿Puedes venir?
Can you come?
¿Te puedes callar?
Can you be quiet? All right, so that's the way you can use poder. Now, as you notice, depending on the subject, you use it differently. ¿Puedes? ¿Puedo?
Mm-hmm.
Podemos in the plural, right, for us. So you can practice this, and if you have any other questions or doubts, please come to our website, SpanishPod.com.
Bye-bye.
Bye.